First news from KSFR. There will be no plastic grocery bags in Santa Fe 6 months from now. Paper grocery bags will still be available, but each will cost 10 cents. City Council last night approved an ordinance outlawing the thin grocery bags while still allowing heavier plastic shopping bags to be used in other stores. Councilor Ron Trujillo cast the only no vote against the ordinance, saying the plastic bag ban should apply uniformly throughout the city, regardless of the type of bag being used.
So I have this problem with you know, just going after these certain businesses, but yet downtown businesses who have plastic bags, I see people walk out of the stores with their $500 shoes in a big, nice plastic bag. To me, that's a single, wouldn't that be considered a single-use bag? In my opinion, it would be.
A developer's plans for the old Manderfield School in the historic district are changing once again. Agents for Claire Maris say she plans to drop the idea of including a coffee house in development of the property. That step may remove the biggest stumbling block facing development. The New Mexican reports that neighborhood groups had protested any major commercial development at the site. Claire Maris and her father planned to buy the vacant building from the school district for nearly $1 million. The number of New Mexico counties offering same-sex marriage licenses is now up to six. Valencia, San Miguel, and Taos counties have joined Santa Fe, Bernalillo, and Doña Ana in allowing gay couples to wed. About half of New Mexico's total population lives in these six counties. While the practice is spreading, the state Supreme Court has yet to issue an opinion on its validity. Republican State Senator Bill Scherer of Farmington says he's working on reversing the trend, but he hasn't disclosed a plan to do that. This word from Washington, the FAA is beginning to process Virgin Galactic's application to fly passengers into suborbital space. The aircraft that will make the trip are still in the testing phase in Mojave, California, but Virgin expects that phase to be completed before long. The Las Cruces Sun News says flights could begin sometime next year. One of the country's biggest insurance companies says Albuquerque is still a dangerous place to drive. A study by Allstate Insurance calls Albuquerque below average. It says drivers in Albuquerque are involved in an accident every 9 years and are 13% more likely to be involved in a crash than the national average. In weather, a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm continues today and through the rest of the week. Look for highs today mid-80s, warming up to near 90 by Friday. I'm Bill Dupuy. News all day, on the hour, on 101.1 KSFR, Santa Fe.